National Cabinet is meeting again today with tens of thousands of new COVID-19 infections being recorded and dozens of lives being lost in Australia every day. Workforce pressures are still front of mind for many businesses. Many are struggling to keep their doors open with supply chain problems and staff sick or in isolation, with calls to expand just who can avoid spending a week at home. From Canberra, here's political reporter Matthew Doran.
Despite some shelves still lying bare and prices soaring for hard-to-find products, 2 years into the pandemic, there's a hint of tempered optimism in the air.
We are seeing some green shoots of improvement. However, we haven't passed the current supply chain predicament.
Paul Zara is the chief executive of the Australian Retailers Association and believes he has a solution to staff furloughing, crippling some in his industry.
We're still calling for close isolation exemptions to be expanded to include all retail workers, warehousing and distribution centre workers, and access to free rapid antigen testing.
A fortnight ago, National Cabinet agreed to expand which workers would be exempt from COVID-19 isolation rules. High-risk contacts, such as those living with someone who's infected, need to take a rapid test every second day until day six of their isolation period, while low-risk contacts simply have to monitor for symptoms. All transport, freight and logistics workers were added to the list immediately, with arrangements made to include non-public-facing healthcare workers, emergency services, teachers and childcare workers soon after. But Paul Zara says leaders need to go further.
We all have to learn to live with COVID. And I think if you can certainly expand the isolation exemptions for certain groups, then it does make sense to expand that further to other categories of retail.
Key to that, one of the biggest issues hitting Australia at the moment.
We're still seeing some concerns with getting adequate supply of the rapid antigen testing, and the government should be really looking at having a better coordination and distribution of those rapid antigen tests.
James Goodwin is the chief executive of the Australian Airports Association. And while changes to isolation requirements have helped airport staff, including those who hold security clearances, get back to work, he says it's a particular problem outside major cities.
We're seeing pockets of concern, particularly in rural and regional areas, where there may only be a few staff working at that airport.
But James Goodwin says having more staff on deck doesn't solve all of the supply chain problems, considering air travel is at just 30% of pre-pandemic levels.
Most air freight is carried within the hold of passenger aircraft, and with fewer passenger flights occurring at the moment, then we're still seeing a number of delays with air freight.
Pressure on supply chains is something the Prime Minister, Premiers and Chief Ministers will discuss today, as well as receiving an update on the spread of the Omicron variant, the capacity of the health system to deal with rising cases, and the vaccine rollout, particularly the booster program and kids' vaccination rates ahead of the start of the school year.
Political reporter Matthew Doran.